Okay. This is July the 9th of 2006. Hugh Gordon interviewing Ed Stahl regarding his work at Lockheed, principally in the training organization and some other experiences that he has had. Ed, let's start with where you were born and educated.
I was born in Shamokin, S-H-A-M-O-K-I-N, Shamokin, Pennsylvania, November 16, 1926.
Okay.
I was educated in the local grade school and high school, and then I enlisted in the Army Air Corps and was in just 18 months because I got in late due to my young age, relatively, and therefore was discharged after only 18 months in the service. Then I attended Bucknell University and majored in psychology. I then went to University of Delaware and received a master's degree in industrial and experimental psychology at University of Delaware.
Let's stop. Okay, let's. You came to work with Lockheed in November of 61.
Yes.
And what was your principal function at that time?
I was interviewed for and hired as the manager training, and then Jim Gilbert was management training manager, and so Bob said, well, we can't have two of them, so let's have Ed work in as an administrator of professional education. And what that meant was, of the people in executives in Lockheed Georgia Company who were thought to be candidates for even higher jobs, such as vice presidential, they would be selected and given certain courses and seminars, and then sent on to places such as Stanford University with their families.
I think we consider that to be a management development program.
A management development
with the selective. It was a fast track thing. I was involved in that.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And
that's where he gave me the title professional administrator of professional education. That's how that.
At that time, we had no blacks in that program. So
I believe that's true.
Yeah, that came later. Well, let's get over to something that is real important, and that is the Franklin Drive training facility. Tell me a little bit about that.
All right, the Franklin Drive, this title is Vocational Rehabilitation Trainees, there's a picture here, Learning in Fundamental Shop Skills. And it was entitled the Vocational Rehabilitation Program. And I would describe it this way. For some time, the training department of the Lockheed Georgia Company has had a vocational rehab program in progress at its Franklin Drive training site. The purpose of the program was to provide training and vocational rehabilitation to individuals who could not qualify for employment. The candidates for this program are male individuals ranging in age from 18 to 25 years old with a work history of periodic employment. The training program itself is designed to simulate the actual work environment of the GLAC, that's Georgia Program Production Facility. In this manner, the sense of responsibility for getting to work on time, the use of the time clock, and reporting to a supervisor are instilled. The trainees are instructed in the use of power tools, how to read basic blueprints, and solve simple math problems, and the importance of safety rules and good housekeeping. Gradually, the trainee's skills proficiency increases to that degree required for entry-level employment. The normal amount of time spent in this program by a trainee was 8 hours per day for 12 weeks. The entire training course was programmed so that each individual can proceed at his own rate. This program was designed so that it can be expanded as needed to include specialized skills training to meet employer requirements in the community.
That's right. Okay. Ed, I think we're sitting here talking about the deficiencies of the technical training schools in metropolitan Atlanta and Cobb County. I had as employment manager at that time in the 60s, late 60s, I was aware of that. I just knew that they weren't producing young people with the kind of education and the skills, interested in skills work that needed to be. Tell me a little bit about
that. Yes, I can give you one example of that. A neighbor of Lockheed, Georgia, right on South Cobb Drive here in the Marietta area, was the technical school. And my manager and I went up there, and we said to them, what kind of curriculum do you have? What we were after, Hugh, was that we wanted to know how that training could be relevant to pre-entry or to entry-level training at Lockheed. Was it relevant or was it worlds apart? And we thought it was not too relevant. So we said to the director, come and visit us, see what we're doing, and take a tour. We'll show you around, and we'll give you an idea of the kind of needs we have for employees. And then maybe you could say, well, we need to make a curriculum adjustment or that sort of thing that would bring things up to speed.
Yeah.
And that was done. They did come and visit us, and they did make notes of what they needed to say. Well, okay, we'll adjust this curriculum to emphasize more of this and more of that, and less of this and less of that. And so that's what we felt was a good thing.
Thank you. Let's see what we have. Start now. Let's talk about the picture here. This would be a picture in this of the Franklin Grove Drive training center in the 60s, some period of time in the 60s.
The trainees, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, there are about 30 of them in this classroom. And the classroom is made up of drill presses and lathes, saws to saw metal, tables to read blueprints, various tools, small bench tools that they can use. And they're all working around projects. And the projects require them to use these various tools so that they know the tools, become acquainted with them, and can operate the tools to satisfaction of the instructors. Instructors are all in white coats, and they're walking around and presumably helping the various students and what they're doing.
As I recall, those trainees would be hired as either assembly helpers or fabrication helpers primarily.
Yes, I might mention that there are a number of black students on this. I can't count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, maybe even slightly more than that. And these students are hoping to get an entry-level job at Lockheed. And they're going to have the skills that they need for entry level once they go through this Franklin Drive training. So this was a good opportunity that was afforded those black students, as well as the white people, too.
Who didn't have industrial skills.
That's right.
And experience. Okay.
Exactly. Education-business day.
Okay. This was
a Chamber of Commerce, U.S. Chamber of Commerce promulgated and offered to local chambers of commerce to invite students into business, whatever it might be, whether it's a bookkeeping business, a tax firm, or a Lockheed firm that builds airplanes. And the picture I have here is a picture of school administrators and several teachers. There happen to be two black gentlemen who are administrators here in this room, and they're being oriented as to what our offerings can be at Lockheed to bring in students, give them a plant tour, give them a tour of the various functions of the company, such as quality assurance, personnel department, whatever it might be, to let them know how we build an airplane and all its complexity. So this was again, a way for us to say, here is our work, here is our effort to educate, if you will, or orient young people so that they have an opportunity.
Would these be public school administrators?
Oh yes, all of them.
Teachers and administrators.
All of them are public school. There are no college administrators here. These were all secondary school, high school.
Good. Do you remember the reaction that they had?
They were very pleased. They were very pleased and enthusiastic, and they asked many questions, and we were just pleased to present information to them because they were so receptive.
As I recall, this was quite an eye-opener for them.
Yes, it was an eye-opener because many of them had never been inside of a manufacturing plant. They said, this is the training department where we're visiting right now? You mean you have a training department? We're from a school, you know. And they were so surprised, and we said, well, we'll show you the training department and show them all the classrooms that we had. And we talked about orientation training for new employees, and we talked about manager training, and we talked about mechanical and that kind of thing. And they were amazed that we had such a training establishment here in the basement of Lockheed.
It's like another school to them.
It was another school.
Okay, let's pause here. Let's talk about, Ed, as I understand it, you replaced Gene Madison, who was the director of industrial relations, on the board of directors of the Atlanta Urban League, which is we work with in many ways. Tell me a little bit about your experiences in meeting with those people.
Well, when I walked into the first meeting, they were polite and shook hands, and then immediately sat down and talked to each other. And I looked around and I thought, well, I think maybe these people are a little bit standoffish because I'm from Lockheed, and they're a little bit skeptical probably as to what Lockheed is doing for black people. However, I also at the same time realized that I had a rapport established, that I had to establish an acceptance. After all, Gene Madison was in as a member, and now I was, and so I had to really get acquainted with them.
You're speaking, your reaction to primarily the black members of the board.
I'm thinking of that because they were predominantly black members.
Okay.
And so I wanted to be accepted, and I wanted Lockheed to be accepted. That was whom I was representing,
right,
not myself. And so I recognized that obligation that I had. And when I was asked questions, which I hoped I was, or when I offered comments that I thought would be reinforcing to the very philosophy of the Atlanta Urban League, and so that I wouldn't offer anything foreign to it. And so I think after a while, after a couple of meetings, I was accepted more, and I was they would come and shake hands with me and run across the room and say, oh, it's so nice to see you again, and so on. And it was important because they wanted my wife and me then to come to a couple of receptions that they were having down in southwest Atlanta. And we were interested to do that. I remember we went once, I don't remember the names, but the man was an architect, I believe. And it was just overwhelmingly black people, and we were white guests. And I thought, well, that's great. And it was nice to be in their company, because they were friendly, and I thought I was friendly too.
Okay, good.